It's 8:45. This is WUSF 89.7 News. I'm Jessica Mazaros. Marching protesters, a bebop jazz pioneer, and a St. Petersburg drag queen all have at least one thing in common. Their images are part of an exhibit at the Museum of Fine Arts in St. Petersburg. WUSF is infusing a little art in our news with the occasional series Art Populi. This time around, we visit museums around Tampa Bay. Today, Kathy Carter takes us to the MFA for the exhibit Can I Get a Witness? Photographs by Herb Snitzer.
In his memoir, Glorious Days and Nights, Herb Snitzer wrote that his camera allowed him to experience things he couldn't have dreamed of, from late-night ping-pong games with Thelonious Monk to winning a Lifetime Achievement Award from the NAACP in St. Petersburg. The photographer has seen a few things in his 80-plus years, and he was there to capture it all in pictures.
Timing is everything, I think.
Snitzer's photographs hang on the walls of the country's most important museums. The St. Petersburg resident is a Philly native and was drafted to serve in the Korean War before receiving a diploma from the Philadelphia College of Art in 1957.
And the day I graduated, I got my brother's Mercury and drove to New York and never went back.
Snitzer arrived in New York just in time to experience the free spirit atmosphere that was blooming in Greenwich Village in the late 1950s and early 60s.
In the vicinity of Washington Square is the Bohemian section, or Greenwich Village, where those with artistic ambitions absorb the atmosphere of art.
At the time, the neighborhood was home to a collection of poets, artists, and musicians that are now considered to be cultural icons.
It was a time of transition, a time of transformation. It just was magical.
Snitzer says he got his first job by opening up a phone book and cold calling photographers. He was soon hired as an assistant for $40 a week, and on his days off, he worked on making his own photographs.
In those days, photographers always had their camera around their neck, and I was no exception.
Because the magazine industry was the dominant medium of the era, it didn't take long for Snitzer to start making a living as a full-time photographer. As an artist, he took inspiration from French photographer Henri Cartier-Bresson, an early pioneer of candid photography as an art form.
He tried to get the image in one exposure. No cropping, no changing of the light. And I thought, that's an interesting aesthetic.
Through the years, Snitzer has become known for his images of jazz musicians, but he also focused much of his work on portraits of social justice. Several of those pictures are included in the MFA exhibit. One entitled NAACP is of a 1958 civil rights protest. It foreshadows the artist's volunteer work with the NAACP in St. Petersburg, which gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2005. Snitzer moved to St. Pete in 1992. He's still engaged in community activism, and he says his involvement with the city's Quaker congregation has inspired his evolving worldview.
I think I'm less intense. I think I'm more caring for others, and I work on that all the time, even at this age.
Snitzer says throughout his life, he's often wondered why people make art. And at the age of 86, he says he may have found the answer.
Because they want to be known 100 years from now. Most people are gone after 3 generations, just forgotten. I mean, I find that really sad.
So he says, maybe all he's really doing is saying that he wants to be remembered. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.
Tomorrow, Herb Snitzer talks with WUSF about his photos of legendary jazz musicians.